This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with WBEZ and Vocalo Radio's Ayana Contreras. Hey, Ayana.
Hey.
WXPN's John Morrison.
Yo, what's up, Robin?
And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody.
Howdy, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're doing a quick rundown of the best albums out now on October 28th, starting with the rapper Smino. His new one is called Love for Rent. This is the song Pro Freak.
We like them girls with the good grease, girls with the gold teeth, Pro Freak, but she get ghetto at the Friday. Girls with the good grease, girls with the gold teeth, Pro Freak, but she get ghetto at the Friday. We like them girls with the girls with the
get it, she bold, like get it, that pussy hit different. Set it to regular, regular, never impressing, I'm gonna restore. I mess with her head when I'm texting her, no, she ain't mine, I'm like, who pussy is she? She knowin' I'm deep in my business, now she and her making the second decisions. Bad bitch, greet my scope. My old bitch wanna come back, say no, but I'm glad that she reached out.
Shit, thanks for calling.
New, cool, whip it like Tyrese. I be doing magic, hit a tall girl, I'm a tippy toe, still no crease. On my shoes, calling my heritage. Cause I rock full, still on full shit, the hernia ain't for me.
Smino, for folks who maybe have just heard him on features, he's put out a lot of work and recorded his first work right here in Chicago. He still works with a lot of Chicago-bred collaborators, including Monte Booker and Raven Lanae and Felix. There wasn't a bad pick for a sample song for this record, which says a lot, because a lot of albums these days don't feel like they are made to be of a unit in the way that this does. That one with that great feature by Dochi, who we're looking at really closely here at Vocalo. I love that particular record because it's actually got so much going on. It gives me like KP and Envy vibes, but then also definitely Dragon Family, which is clearly a deep influence for this entire project. One of the things I love about his flow is his phrasing. He plays his voice like a talking drum. Throughout this whole album, it just feels like a spiritual kin to the best of Andre 3000. The other thing that's notable about it, I just wanted to throw this out here and see what people think. It reminds me a little bit of Electric Circus in the sense that it's really pushing the limits of vibe and psychedelics in a record. I also think that Electric Circus maybe has aged better than some of Common's other projects. I mean, I just remember it was so maligned when it came out. But you go back to it now, and it's almost like blueprint for a lot of this stuff that people are doing now.
So all the hip-hop has that diss, Electric Circus. Electric Circus is still my favorite Common record, I think. As you said, that was kind of the blueprint for everything that's going on, especially here on this. The other album I hear on this, you brought up Andre 3K, and I didn't know. I should have known he's a big fan. His hairstyle changes like Andre 3K. He's like the spiritual successor to Andre 3K, who's just sitting around playing flute in New York somewhere. Tracks like Blue Billy and Luphoria, it kind of reminds me. You remember the Idlewild soundtrack? Outkast? That jazzy kind of Harlem Renaissance jazz.
I beat your face up, if ain't no paste up, by Friday.
I'm a motherfucking check, you better move down. I swear to God, I come blow his bitch up.
Don't wanna lay up, so I'm a Lego in the lead.
I see you came with empty styrofoam, it's cool.
This kid is really doing something special that I've truly missed from hip-hop.
We're coming up on 50 years of hip-hop culture, almost as many years of rap music in particular as a recorded medium. You know how hard it is to find new flows that people haven't already run into the ground? It's throughout this record, I kept being pleasantly surprised and shocked by the inventiveness of the rhythmic patterns that he's playing around with. I was also very excited to see my fellow Philadelphian and fellow Northeast High School alum Lil Uzi show up on the song Pudgy. This whole album is fly and is super creative as well.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time with this record, I think, and just keep discovering new things. There's just so much going on sonically. Really love this one. Love for Rent is the album from Smino, out now on October 28th. Another one out today that we're loving is from the producer Noja Thang. It's called Continua. This is the song We Are.
I love the inspiration for this record. It's purely inspired by paradigm shifting experiences such as a family health scare, house break-ins, as well as a random snapshot by a notable hip-hop photographer, Eddie O'Cherry, depicting an open road in West Highlands of Scotland.
So specific.
Yeah, like I was trying to like get into that inspiration. But really what drives me to Noja Thang is basically his collaboration with hip-hop artists. Ever since I heard his like tracks with Chance the Rapper on Cold Stare. But the one I really love this album is the collaboration with Pink Sifu, Look Both Ways, which is nightmarish, dark, ominous production with Pink Sifu's delivery was just what I needed to get myself up in the morning to talk about this record.
Lost in light like I be off in the street fucking right. Hear me clearly, working for the light every night. Not creatures, snakes everywhere, I see them. Like any window we clean, it's fresh every night. Like my features, my soul, flesh, connect till we eye. Ain't half taking no steps, I'm only bringing half of them out. All of them next, cash out.
There's also Serpent with Feet on the record, Juliana Barwick, Panda Bear. It's amazing the features on this record.
You know what it reminded me of, and it sounds super cliche, but that YouTube, like, music to study to, but more specific. Because actually, you know, people talk shit about it, excuse my French, but I think it serves a specific purpose to where you can actually sort of get outside of your own head and really, yeah, like, mm-hmm, kind of levitate a little bit musically.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Levitate's a good word. I kept thinking, like, it felt like it's just floating in the ether. I actually think that's true of a lot of stuff we're playing this week. It's a lot of down-tempo stuff and a lot of incredible production, a lot of great studio work.
The sound design on this record in particular was very impressive to me. These beautiful moments that really reminded me how important sound design and arrangement and sound selection are in the production process. It's just a gorgeous, euphoric record throughout. I really enjoyed this one.
Noja Thang is the artist. His new album, packed with features, out now, is called Continua. Let's go next to the Icelandic singer Ásgeir. He's got a new album out today called Time on My Hands. This is the title cut.
On the lawn and the garden wall at home, I heard about Paul Mestre. When the girls arrive,
Ásgeir. He's an amazing singer-songwriter. I got to know him from his amazing debut album almost 10 years ago, King and Cross. He blends folk and electronic music. Tracks like Borderland, which is just driving electronic production that conjures a scenic landscape of his home country, Iceland. But more importantly, I imagine driving up to see the Aurora Borealis on this track. It feels like a journey going towards the sea that of valleys and peaks like the landscape of Iceland. It's about a man that's between being awake and asleep, dreaming on his way to paradise to meet his lover, but every time he gets close enough, he wakes up before he can connect.
And I'm carried on.
Vocals reminds me of like open a door in the woods on a fall morning, having a cup of coffee in your hand. Like it's cool, it's chill, but it's still kind of warm, if that makes sense.
You just described absolute paradise for me. And I'm the only one for miles. That's the only thing that you left out. I find Auskir's music to be very recentering. It can completely recalibrate my day. He closes with a song called Limitless.
Take a look at the
And it's a song all about the importance of recognizing just how unimaginably small we are in the universe. And I don't know, maybe that freaks some people out, but I find a lot of comfort in that. Auskir is the singer, and that's spelled Asgeir. His new album is called Time on My Hands. We do have several more records that we want to highlight this week, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
From your car radio to your smart speaker, NPR meets you where you are in a lot of different ways. Now we're in your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ayanna Contreras, John Morrison, and Tariq Moody, and we're looking at the best albums out now on October 28th. We start the second half of the show off with the singer Benjamin Clementine. He's back with his first new album in 5 years. It's called And I Have Been. This is the opening cut, Residue.
Fire in my Nubian eyes is everything spiritual. The calm of my rolling feet ain't nothing but a miracle. She's off again, mud, pot, and rain, little loneliness is due. Madness, the residue for me and you. Love stuck again, lies in the veins, just a pop-swap and it's game. Gluttony ain't good, sadness is food. Rolling. Into the path of a woman. Into the path of a woman.
I was glad that he's playing with different key sounds, like organs. And if you wanted to create a Benjamin Clementine sort of like stereotypical production, it would include like a harpsichord. So I think that does add different texture to this record. There's also electronics, which I appreciated. I think it really expands the palette out of what he's working with, which actually draws me closer into just the poetic nature of a lot of the lyrics. In terms of just like the vibes, it's definitely like Debussy meets Serge Gainsbourg, a little bit of Ye Ye. And then like even the occasional snatch, if I hear like Nina Simone in it, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's just like a lot of deep references that are blending well together. And it just reminds me of like being in Paris in February, having a scarf wrapped around you. And it's just kind of like stark and bleak and cold, but yet like the promise of warmth is like behind a door. I really enjoyed, like, one of my favorites was Love, Lester Man. I was at a really cool concert over the summer in Paris. And I feel like if that had come on over the loudspeaker, folks would have started for sure dancing to that particular joint. Yeah, it's a really cool record that is saying a lot without being overly produced or overly wrought.
Yeah, the production doesn't get too crazy, but there's just so much drama in his music. And I think a lot of that is in his voice and his phrasing, which I find to just be staggering. I mean, it's so huge and big and strong, but yet it's soft around the edges, like it's strong but not hard. His arrangements, his compositions, the way he builds them up, is just breathtaking to me. You talk about the vibe on the record. You know, he's someone who has struggled with mental health in the past. He experienced homelessness for a while. And this album, to me, is about just the mystery of our very existence. Just how inherently unpredictable the arc of life is and the ways that we try to navigate the journey that we're on. I think of a song he has on this record called Delighted, where he says, "We lean, we learn, we earn, we turn, we burn, then start again."
'Cause we're delighted. Whoa.
My first take on that was like, oh, it's just straight up perseverance. But I started focusing on that last bit, we burn and then start again. And that feels like almost the end of life. And then you're reborn and you start all over again. But it's a kind of perseverance that I think is a through line in this record. He's kind of a genius, I think.
And there's also like a lightly cinematic thing about it. I'm going to give you guys my $100,000 pitch real quick. I want to see the next season of Bridgerton with him doing the score to it.
Oh, wow.
I'd be actually very interested in that being like such a mood piece. It would be really interesting. And I'm not like a huge Bridgerton fan, but I could actually see it working in a very Baroque way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a very cool idea. Benjamin Clementine back with an incredible new album, his first in 5 years. It's called And I Have Been. We're going to close out this week's show with a quick lightning round of some of our personal favorites out this week. But first, let's go to a new album from Ghost Funk Orchestra. It's called A New Kind of Love. This is the song, Your Man's No Good.
Like so many projects, Ghost Funk Orchestra originally started out as a solo recording project for multi-instrumentalist and band leader Seth Applebaum. But since they've grown into a proper ensemble, a 10-piece ensemble, I really enjoyed their last record, An Ode to Escapism, that came out in 2020. And this album, A New Kind of Love, is even better. They really nail this kind of modern reinterpretation of the music of the past. There's so many inventive things going on arrangement-wise and production-wise. This was like right up my alley.
Yeah, I think you've talked about this in the past whenever we've had one of these retro-sounding albums, and I think it's something that Applebaum does well on this than the rest of the band, is that they recall an era without trying to imitate it completely. You know, it's like reverence. It's not a recreation.
And, you know, as somebody who's a DJ and a record collector, all of these different influences that are popping off, they're like checking the boxes, and I recognize this stuff, but it's all in service of good songs and good arrangements. And a lot of the press stuff leading up to this record, the band cites 70s producers like the Mizell brothers, who did all of those fantastic Blue Note records from the early and mid 70s, and then producers like David Axelrod. These tunes on this album are funky. They have these big grand brass arrangements. Even the texture of some of the effects, like some of the 60s style echo effects that they're using all over this record. It's a really beautiful, fun, and inventive way of flipping some old music that we know, or old aesthetic that we know.
It's largely an instrumental record. There are some vocals on it. I wanted to play a little bit of a cut called Quiet Places.
Hear Rami Hanek singing on that tune. There are different vocalists that pop in and out and sing on this record, and they're just like well-written tunes, yeah. Right? So you can nail the old school aesthetic from an arrangement standpoint and from a production standpoint. A lot of younger musicians use analog recording equipment and all that sort of thing to capture this sound. But at the core of it, and like the emotional heart, these are good songs.
I promise anyone who's listening to this and hearing it for the first time, have a dinner party. Maybe towards the later end of the dinner party, you put this record on. Everyone's going to be asking you what it is. It'll just have the perfect vibe. Ghost Funk Orchestra is the band. The album is A New Kind of Love. And before we wrap up this week's show, let's take a minute to flag a few other notable releases out now on October 28th. Treek, we'll start with you.
My pick for the lightning round is Cakes the Killer, New Jersey hip-hop house producer, also considered one of the leading figures of the queer hip-hop explosion. He just dropped his new album, Svengali, on Toki Monsta's label Young Art Records. The track I really love is Sip of My Sip, which is a club banger apparently inspired by One Night Stand. Right, come to play. Time to serve it up. I'm on the platter, front blade. Why the ones with no tact always got the most to say? Making shit look easy, so it's hard to read me. Switched up my punchline, drop bars and Geechee. Tell him running back, I'm in the mood for a repeat. Your eyes wide open, I still can see. Yo, he wanna sip of my sip. He wanna fly. He's trying to dip in the web. Who get it cracking like this? I'm trying to grind. Ayana.
So I was really interested when I saw the Junior Boys was coming back, and maybe that is my like mid-aughts nostalgia popping up. But Waiting Game, I was really excited that this was like something to come out, because I remember first getting serviced the work they were doing on Domino, and they did a record called In the Morning, and I could not stop listening to it for a very long time. So very exciting, sort of Canadian electronic music. I guess it's not sort of Canadian, it's definitely Canadian, but it's kind of soulful electronic music.
John.
I've been rocking with Fatboy Sharif and the producer No Face. Their new album is entitled Preaching in Havana. It's a hazy, psychedelic rap album. It kind of feels like this slow descent into the heart of darkness. It's nasty. It's ugly.
You had me at slow descent into the heart of darkness.
Right.
Tune set in, no credit. PCP posted, psychedelic relic. Road Atlas, channel anger through the speaker. Surround smoke, travel coaster, Costa Rica. Light creeping, the preacher asked, could you keep a secret?
And I have to mention the amazing new Rubber Soul box set from the Beatles that's out today. Bob Boylan will have a special conversation next week on the show with producer Giles Martin all about how this box set came together. But my pick this week to play here is the self-titled album from Field Guide.
Living in the mess I made, for so long I held her gaze, living in a feeling bay. And through your kindness I can tell that you want me to yourself.
Field Guide is the musical project of Dylan McDonald. He makes this very delicate folk pop that I am always a sucker for, you know, with just that wisp of a voice. It's a sound I think of as being very popular in the early 2000s. So if you like that sound, you're going to love this record. Again, Field Music is the self-titled album. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Ayana Contreras, John Morrison, and Tariq Moody. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
Our show was edited and mixed by Ron Scalzo and produced with help from Bob Boylan. Our VP for music and visuals at NPR is Keith Jenkins. Check out the podcast description for this episode to see a list of everything we played and talked about. And you can hear full versions of the songs along with a bunch of singles that dropped this week by searching for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in Apple Music and Spotify. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well. And treat yourself to lots of music.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.